Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
All right, there was athletic events going on around here. Creighton Volleyball, they sweep the weekend. 1-3 yesterday against Villanova. They'll maybe move up in the polls. Nebraska Volleyball is one of the four teams that survived the opening weekend of the Big Ten, going 2-0, beating Michigan State, and then winning a five-set thriller against Ohio State on Saturday night.
What Coach Cook called it, interesting.
Yeah. Hey, but they're 2-0.
Yeah,
I mean, look at the league. Minnesota got swept against Purdue and then turned around and they swept Wisconsin. Is there any other place? And you could, you know, when like Creighton basketball is behind, the chai gets rocking and it can lift the team. But I can't find a competitor to the Devaney Center when Nebraska volleyball needs a lift, that a home court gives a home team around here as much of a lift as it does Nebraska volleyball. That was a 3-hour marathon of a roller coaster where it was so loud in the Devaney Center on Saturday night. And when Nebraska volleyball needed a pickup, the fans were right there to give them a pickup.
Mm.
I don't know that there's, again, Creighton and CHI is probably second. Would there be a third?
Locally?
The home court, home field advantage, that when you know the team needs it, the fans will pick you up and it will carry you like the Devaney Center does when Nebraska volleyball needs a lift. And they needed a lift on Saturday night and they got it. And that was an amazing match. Oh, by the way, you have 9 more weeks of those type of matches in the Big Ten.
It's just very few
off nights.
Just what you had, right? With Michigan, Purdue, Nebraska, and Illinois all starting out 2-0. It's the way you drew it up.
I mean, there you go, baby. Driver's seat, GBR. The conference is a beast. I mean, look at Minnesota's weekend just shows you how much of it.
It's going to be like that.
But there's also people here, they just love their sports.
Wisconsin's off to kind of an interesting start.
In football or volleyball?
Well, both, but volleyball.
We'll get to football in a bit, but yes.
Man. Because, I don't know. They seem to have Nebraska's number, but goodness.
It's everybody else, they have hiccups.
Look okay.
So baseball is going on. This is the last week of regular season for the majors. But fall ball is going on. What a great crowd they had on Saturday over at Tal Anderson.
That's what everybody said.
Yeah, the weather was great. And they played 14 innings. The new look Will Bolters against the Evan Porters. And the crowd was great. It's such a great facility. It's too bad that a majority of Omaha season is played when it's cold. Because when it warms up, like we saw for the state baseball tournament, and we saw like towards the tail end of Omaha season, that place, I mean, it's a fun place to watch a game. It's convenient. It's got parking. It's an ideal setting.
It is nice.
And they had a large crowd there. Good on everybody that wanted to get out. I mean, the timing, bye week, you were either going to a wedding or you were sitting at home being a hermit or you were going somewhere else.
The wedding.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations to everybody that got married over the weekend in Nebraska. And for those that haven't, you are still doing your planning because on October 22nd, you're going to get married, which is the next bye week.
And that's why I love Nebraska. Always know the bye week is wedding time.
Oh, I was going to say, you love Nebraska because a lot of people are getting married.
Well, no, I love that that's a thing. I mean, congratulations to all those. I hope the cake was fantastic.
Yeah, you weren't here last year when they messed with the schedule late and ticked off a lot of brides when they moved a game to week one. Screwed up a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
That's why Moose lost his job.
Actually, it isn't Jimmy, but okay. Wowzer.
He moved a game, made a bunch of brides upset. You know this, Damon. Man, once you start messing with the women, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, I mean, they run the show.
Hey, and by the way, going back to baseball real quick, because you know I'm cheering hard for the Padres to somehow get ran down from behind. They've got the Dodgers, the White Sox, and the Giants. And they've got a there's three games to be made up, right? Because they're plus 1.5.
Yeah.
Is that even doable? Especially now that Soto kind of heard you talking bad about him. He's kind of gotten it going the last 7-8 games. But is there any way?
No. I think they find a way into the postseason.
Man. Don't do it to me, fathers. Don't do it to me.
Would you have ever thunk that Chris Bryant would play a full year at Coors Field and not hit a home run?
No. But, I mean, like when he plays.
Yeah, he didn't hit a home run all year at Coors Field.
I know. It's a good thing they didn't want to pay Arenado, but did want to pay Chris Bryant. I mean, it's a good baseball move right there.
Maybe he should have stayed in San Francisco. Wait a minute. Maybe he should.
Yeah. Stop.
Here is Cody. Cody, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
What's up?
I mean, if we're going to talk baseball real quick, how about the last 21 starts by Brady Singer? Sub-3?
Yeah, he's become their guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though they played played softball yesterday, that wasn't indicative. That didn't have anything to
that
do with
that. That was a
him.
Heck of a win for the Royals.
Nuts. That was 11-3, and all of a sudden it's 11-11.
Yeah. Hey, they're not going to lose 100 games this year.
Yeah, there's that. They're on the Sandy Alcantara route where he does everything and the rest of the team's not good.
I tell you, though, that's not a bad job. They've got good players.
Well, and Jazz being out pretty much since June is hurt.
I forgot. This is Cody for Jazz. That's right. That's your guy.
Oh, yeah. Gary, I wanted to add one more venue.
All right.
UNO Hockey gets behind their team. That place, when they get going, is a madhouse, and it is a lot of fun.
Memorial Stadium in that discussion or not so much?
No, I'm with Gary.
He said,
you got to have the student section there after halftime. But Nebraska Volleyball 1, Creighton Basketball 2, UNO Hockey 3.
Okay. All right. Cody, thanks for the phone call.
I didn't get to ask him about Gretna Bellevue West this week.
Because it would have led to a score that happened in the Metro that was uncomfortable.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a few of those.
84-13.
There were a lot of big scores.
Yeah. Back to Memorial Stadium. Now, I'll listen about Baxter. I wish that Baxter would be louder, like they'd turn up the music and stuff. The last time I, like, just, and there's probably been one between then, that comes to my mind where you could say like a stadium lifted a team, like lifted Nebraska football that needed a lift. I would look at the Michigan State game. Remember when they upset Michigan State?
Yeah.
Where Nebraska needed a bump and they got it. And they actually benefited from it. Now, it's not like, you know, fans haven't tried, but that's the only one that comes to mind like right away. And that's unfortunately, that's a while ago.
As they're basically telling you it's not due to lack of effort?
Well, I mean, will someday that place be intimidating instead of people coming in and going, man, this is kind of cool to play here because people are pretty cool when you walk out and they say, hey, good game, and you actually believe them. They're not like just blowing smoke. You're like,
good game,
oh, yeah,
man.
They do. The fans actually here want us to have a good game.
Good game, man. Good game, man. Good game, man. Good game, man. Good game.
Or the story of who was it? It was the story that was shared last week. Some coach had his game plan fly away, and some fan picked it up and brought it back to him. What are we doing?
Nice. Nebraska nice.
Well,
Jay Rich, he said, Baxter is empty until Christmas. I wouldn't put it on the list. Yeah. I could see that.
Well, look what's going to happen this Saturday. So, and I agree with him. People don't start paying attention really to Omaha hockey until after the first of the year. December, they go to all the Christmas parties, and college hockey doesn't play a lot in the month of December. So you get to January, that's when people start paying attention to Omaha hockey, and regardless if they're winning or losing, there's usually, you know, you're getting 5,000-6,000 in there. It'd be nice to have 8 every night, but, you know, let's don't be greedy. Is this weekend, so college hockey, I mean, the NHL had exhibition games over the weekend. College hockey has exhibition games coming up. Omaha and Mankato play this weekend. I mean, Mike Hastings, the guy that could put a banner up in the roof of that building is coming back here, and he's going to be on the opposite bench. We'll get very little run because of Saturday night in Lincoln.
Is there a game?
There is a game. Even Nebraska-Indiana, of all games, will probably overshadow a fairly significant cool deal that Mankato's coming into Omaha to play. Now, I wish it was a regular season two-gamer, but it's an exhibition. But yeah, he's John, I agree with Hockey Dad. It's after the first of the year people start paying attention to Omaha hockey. Mm. You know, because you got everything else going on. It's just that's the lay of the land, unless you are, you know, top five team or whatever.
And now it's starting to get hectic, too, with NHL camps.
NBA Media Day is today, too, right?
Yeah, and college basketball practice. You saw the Blue Jackets and Pens yesterday.
Yeah, everything's starting to come together. It's a wonderful time of the year. Would it be nice to still be engaged in college football around here? Locally.
Boy, you are on one.
I'm just a little angry. I mean, I'm watching college football
Grumpy
this weekend.
Gus.
No,
I like it.
People are enjoying college football this weekend. And what are we enjoying?
Northwestern.
We're enjoying. I just can't do this. I can't go through another like week of coaching hot boards. I just would like to watch a football game and not have to go, oh, Jesus, this is awful. Can I have that Saturday night? Can I have a peace of mind? One, I'm doing Big Red Overreaction, so that's going to be miserable.
You are? And
yeah,
it's going to be late.
So that means Nebraska's going to lose.
What?
Because I'm two from my last 26.
Mark it down.
Wow. Gary
But
Sharp
maybe it call. Got broken because I didn't do Oklahoma.
Calling his shot.
And I didn't do Georgia Southern. So maybe I will be a good luck charm when we join you at 10:15 on Saturday night for Big Red Overreaction. I got a feeling that's going to be a game that's going to go a while.
Hey, what would you have made the Illinois-Wisconsin line?
Ooh, it's already out?
Yeah.
Before this past weekend?
No, what would you make the...
I would make it Wisconsin 8 or 9.
It's Wisconsin 7.5.
I was going to say 7.5. I didn't even look at it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Shows you a lot about what Mr. Bielem is doing and what...
No.
Paul Chryst isn't doing.
That's a big number.
Oh, I would have. I wonder where that was this
What's
summer.
The difference between Illinois and Wisconsin right now? That's a big number.
I wonder what the line was when it first was released in the summer.
Probably double digits.
Okay.
Where's
so it's
the
gone
game?
Down probably maybe 4
it's
points.
It's in Madtown.
Okay.
Which, well, if the fans respond, that place could be pretty good.
But will they respond after a loss?
And it's early. It's 11.
It's that was not, my next question.
It's not 7.
Do we need to even, you know, I mean, I'm very hesitant on Wisconsin. Some others are. Do we need to discuss what's going on with the identity of Wisconsin football? Do we want to engage in that? Paul Chryst is now 15-9 in their last 24.
They did run it okay the other day. Like, don't be misled by that. They just got behind. You know, at least I think.
They're overreacting a little bit. Seat's apparently warming up.
It's too early for
Way
that.
Too early.
Well, he's
Way
not,
too early.
He's not in jeopardy.
Right? I hope not. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
But, you know, how much play does the guy in Minneapolis, what does he do to the situation in Madison if all of a sudden you are not where you're normally supposed
to be? Paul Chryst had some amazing stats early in his Wisconsin run. On the heels of what people thought was just an okay hire after Pittsburgh. And then he kind of got it going. I mean, most people had him in the top 3 or 4 in the Big Ten, and the great debate was between Chryst and Harbaugh for that then third spot. Right?
This would be if, and again, early, they haven't gone 3 straight years without being in the Big Ten championship game.
That's some run.
This is a big, big game for them. They're back home. They're off the loss against Ohio State. A lot of teams are going to lose to Ohio State this year. Is you've got Bielema, who, what did he say right away after they won against Tennessee Chattanooga Thursday night?
Yeah, he trolled.
We got 9 days. We got to get a jump on in preparation for Wisconsin. I mean, okay. But that was, I mean, that I'm glad people didn't have to spend a lot of time watching Wisconsin and Ohio State because you probably pulled the ripcord after the first quarter.
It just seems like a lot of points. I mean, for me anyway.
I don't see. I mean, that's like Bielema's game. But they're 15-20. They're 15-9 last 24. I just wonder, people wonder where they're going. I heard one rumor was, oh yeah, Chris will be out and they'll just elevate Jim Leonard because they don't want to lose him.
What I told you before we went on the air when you got here, you know, Kansas fans worried about Lance Leipold in Nebraska. That's not the job they need to be worried about. They need to be worried if Madison comes open.
Yeah,
because that one, he'll be gone.
That might be another year. But they're 2-2, and they've lost to, they were sloppy against Washington State at home, and now they go and they're not really even competitive against Ohio State. And Ohio State's playing pitch and catch all over the yard, and that game is over, and they don't have an identity where they're all of a sudden going to get right back in the game. All right, coming up next, Jimmy Watkins will stop by. We'll chat about the bye week, amongst other things. Maybe a little basketball with basketball practice opening up. I think, is it 6 weeks from today is the first game?
Yeah.
The first day of college basketball is six weeks from today. Jeez.
Here we go.
Where did this year go?
I don't know. It's sitting here talking to one another.
That makes it go by quicker. Sharp and betting in the morning on 1620 The Zone.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.